USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A case regarding Mississippi's law that bans most abortions after just 15 weeks of pregnancy is set to go before the Supreme Court. That makes the first law to reach the court out of a wave of states intending to challenge the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision. The court expected to hear the case this fall. Israel says its pre-dawn airstrikes on Gaza hit facilities belonging to the terrorist group Hamas and the homes of several commanders. Power lines and main roads were damaged as well. Secretary of State Tony Blinken in Denmark reminding everyone,
Palestinians and Israelis, like people everywhere, have the right to live in safety and security. This is not an Israeli privilege or a Palestinian privilege. It's a human right.
Blinken also saying the U.S. and allies are intensely focused on diplomatic efforts to encourage de-escalation. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity called off because of COVID-19.
An entire expedition to climb Mount Everest had to be called off after several members of the climbing party were infected with COVID-19. Austrian expedition company Furttenbach Adventures says the number of infections among the 51-person party at base camp spread rapidly and that it would be irresponsible to continue the climb. Nepal only recently began allowing climbers back onto the mountain, issuing permits again in April after canceling the climbing season last year because of the pandemic. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Speaking at the White House, President Biden is again urging everyone to get vaccinated. The president also noting even though there's new guidance from the CDC regarding masks, we should still be respectful of people who choose to wear them.
Some people may want to continue to wear masks, even if they're fully vaccinated. Some businesses may want to continue to require wearing masks. Let's all be kind and respectful to one another as we come out of this pandemic.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Republican Senator from Florida Marco Rubio says members of Congress and other officials need to seriously investigate UFOs and the potential threat they pose. The senator telling 60 Minutes he wants the Department of Defense to come up with a process to take UFOs seriously. The government is reportedly planning to release a report regarding UFO sightings to Congress next month. 4 police officers were shot and a suspect was killed as police were serving a search warrant in Alabama.
An unnamed man believed to be responsible for 2 early morning murders at Brother Brian Park in Birmingham, Alabama, opened fire on 4 police officers Sunday afternoon, striking all officers. Birmingham police spokesman Rod Malden.
2 were struck by gunfire, which their injuries appear to be not life-threatening at the time. They're expected to make a full recovery.
The assailant was fatally shot by officers during the incident.
When officers arrived, they discovered a female laying in the middle of the roadway, suffering from an apparent gunshot wound. She was rushed to the hospital, where she was later pronounced deceased. We also had an adult male at that location that was found unresponsive on the sidewalk. He was pronounced deceased on the scene.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine announcing that Ohio residents will have to opt in to their vaccine lottery drawing to win $1 million for receiving a COVID-19 vaccine. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.